Public hearing is conditional use 1653, Robert Ron.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a plumbing business with parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.56 acres more or less, lying south of Route 302A, 1/4 mile northwest of Route 48. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey of this property, and the site plan is included in that survey. We have two agency comments, first one being from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report, making reference to the conditional use of the site. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service A will not be impacted by this application. From the Conservation District, we are advised by memorandum dated April 17th that the soil on site is mapped to be Eastboro loamy sand, which has slight limitations for development purposes, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices and maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements, and that the Eastboro soils are considered of statewide importance. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared and a copy of a soil survey map number 44. We also received a copy of the two public hearing notices, and there were included an attached note, and it states, I vote no, and I'm against this proposal. And in reason, it will lower my property value and become an eyesore, the site of trucks and equipment, new and old refuse from job sites laying around for the public to see. And it's signed by Casimir Al Kanowski. I think I pronounced that right. And the site was posted with a violation on August 31st of 2004 for operating a plumbing and construction business with employees outside storage and of equipment and supplies. Just for the record. That's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is anyone here representing this application?
Yes. My name is Rowan Glidden. I'm with G.W. Stevens. We're an engineering, land planning, and surveying firm. We have offices at 104 East Pine Street. I'm a licensed landscape architect in the state of Delaware, and Mr. Ron has asked that we assist him in presentation tonight, and our office prepared the drawing before you.
Okay, sir. Go right ahead.
Certainly. Mr. Ron is with me. He's the owner of the property. He resides on the property, and he operates the business known as Precise Plumbing at 28082 Avalon Road. He purchased the property and occupied it and started the business without realizing that it was a zoning violation until he was served with that notice. And this application is to try to resolve that conflict. As you mentioned, the DLDOT has reviewed the plan and doesn't see a need for a traffic study. We concur with that. Mr. Ron built a detached garage on the property to house his equipment, materials, particularly the smaller ones, and provide a screening area for any larger materials and equipment to the rear. The property is surrounded to the south and to the west by heavily wooded areas, as well as across the Avalon Road is a heavily wooded agriculturally zoned area. The plan before you proposes some screening to be added to the existing lightly wooded area along the eastern property line between Mr. Ron's property and the Easton's lot or parcel, just to boost up the screening from the parking area he's proposing on there as well. The house and the garage, the detached garage, which would house the business, are well back into the property, are screened by the surrounding woods, and when well off of Avalon Road, so there's little impact. And the maneuvering areas for his trucks and equipment are all within the property. He wouldn't be having to back out on Avalon Road and create any traffic problems that way. In fact, just recently, Mr. Ron did pave the driveway and the maneuvering areas in front of the detached garage, as well as the garage that's attached to the house that he uses for his personal vehicles. And the proposed plan does propose also some gravel parking spaces for the employees that do leave their cars there during the day. Half of the employees drive company vehicles to the site in the morning, pick up their equipment and their helper, and then go to their project site, are gone all day, and then return at the end of the day to drop off their helper. So there's very little activity, and in fact, my understanding from Mr. Ron is there's no customers coming to the site whatsoever. All of that interaction happens at the construction site or at their offices, and then by phone. I would like to introduce Mr. Ron to speak to you and briefly describe the operation of his business, the hours and the days, so that you can have a better understanding of how he's operating the business right now.
Okay. My name's Robert Ron. I'm in Precise Plumbing. And when we started all this, I bought that piece of property just for this sole purpose, was to run a small plumbing business. We're not a big company, but my men come to the shop in the morning, which guys have to pick up their trucks. Some of them, like I say, most of them do take the vehicles home. They're going by 7:30 in the morning, and the ones that return are back by 3:30 in the afternoon. We work Monday through Friday. We run no 24-hour service. Most of the materials are delivered right to the job sites. So they come, they get the truck, the guys that gets the trucks, and they're going all day. So it's not, we are not running a retail business or anything like that, and I don't run 24 hours because when we're done, we're done. So, I'd like to do whatever we have to do to rectify the situation so I can make a living.
Yep. Effectively, it's a home business. Mr. Ron does reside on the property, and he's going to maintain it because it's also his home. And as he pointed out, the traffic related to this business happens right at the beginning of the morning peak hours, traffic-wise, but not during the bulk of it, and then before the evening peak hours. So that doesn't coincide with the residential peak traffic in the surrounding neighborhood. I would like to point out that it appears to me, though I don't know the zoning history of the property, and I apologize if I'm making a bold statement here, but it appears that the zoning here, general residential, being sort of isolated pocket out here in the middle of this agricultural zone, is related more to the mobile home parks to the rear to support that existing density of development there. And as DelDOT said, this property itself could probably be developed for five, could have been built for five lots, but it's not. He's going to keep this 2.5 acres as one house with his business on it, with adequate screening, and he wants to be a good neighbor. And to my knowledge, as he's had no complaints with the neighbors on either side of him, and he hasn't received any personal complaints from anybody in the immediate neighborhood.
Other than this guy I just heard about tonight, I did not know anything. We keep it clean because I live there. And it's as far as outside storage goes, we do have a ditch witch. It's a small piece of equipment that we put in sewer and waters with, but if it's not in use, it can actually be put behind the rear of the garage where it's out of sight. You would never see it. We don't store things outside. I mean, I don't have that much that I need to store outside. Like I say, the majority of the material is either delivered to the jobs or it's on the trucks. We have been working and putting some shelving inside, so I have moved stuff outside while we're working. And if somebody would have drove by and seen that, then they would have seen some boxes and things like that outside while we're working. But other than that, everything is kept inside the building.
Were you happy to entertain any questions?
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anybody has any.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. Ron, I believe that you initially said that you bought this site for specifically to run your business from that.
And when we had bought it, I was told by the realtor that
it would be fine to do this, which I guess is actually a bunch of crap because a realtor is going to tell you anything to sell you the property, which I've found out since.
I agree.
Okay.
With you. Yeah. So, Mr. Smith.
If you're a realtor, I apologize.
It happens to be a realtor.
Well, I'm sure he would have sold me the same piece.
But I'm studying to be a pirate lawyer.
It does our hearts good to hear you say that.
It wasn't Mr. Smith.
But it wasn't him.
No.
Because he wouldn't do that.
No, of course not.
My question, what was the attraction about this location to run, from running your business? Was it the
amount of property that was there so that I could put up a small garage and move an office out into there instead of having it inside my home to get away from my wife and family?
And I do believe down between Hurdle Ditch Road and Hollyville Road on 5, and there's some storefronts down there that could be available to run a business.
I needed a place to live also. There's a house on the property.
Okay. All right. No questions.
Mr. Gordy.
How many employees do you have?
I have approximately 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 14 employees. Are they all full-time?
When they show up.
Yeah. How about that number of trucks?
We have around 8 trucks.
You have 8 trucks that are registered to your company?
8 or 9, yes.
And what other type of equipment? Trailers?
The only other thing I have, the only other piece of equipment I have is a small ditch witch. Mm-hmm, and it's on a trailer.
Okay. Nothing else? No backhoes or?
No. No, we're not Caswell. We're not that big. We're just a small company.
So you never have any emergency Saturday calls?
No, sir. I refuse. When I'm done, I'm done. Call Caswell.
So you don't have any deliveries made at your...
We may have UPS come and drop off some small material, but for the most part, that's it. UPS, no different than anybody else, no. No, we get most everything from Ferguson and Millsboro.
Would you want a sign out of your?
No, I don't even have, I don't have a sign out.
You don't want one.
Well, if you want,
no, if you want one.
I'm sure I'll put one out if you want me to.
Time to ask, because it may exclude it.
It's not if I want it, it's if you want it. Yeah.
Well, actually, I've never put any signs out because of the couple of trucks that do stay there are lettered, so most people drive by. And we don't really, most of the people in the area know us. We've helped the neighbors out on both sides of us and all through the parks, and I've never had anybody come up and give them complaints.
But if you're thinking you might need a sign, you need to request that.
Okay. I don't really want to, I really at this time don't foresee it.
It's really not about what we want because we want to go home.
I'd like to go home myself, Mr. Wheatley. I really would. I didn't realize this was going to take us longer. I'd eat dinner.
Get you out of here as fast as you can. Mr. Burton, you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
Back to the sign again. Would you like that lighted or unlighted?
No sign, Mr. Lang. We will not have a sign. The trucks will suffice.
Oh, it says like that. Thank you.
Mr. Yes, sir.
Well, we're talking about Druthers. Would you like to have 50 employees?
No, sir. No, no.
The point is, do you plan to expand? I mean, obviously, you started small. You've got now 9. Do you want more?
Don't. To be honest with you, the workman comp right now is about all I can gag. So, no, I don't plan on getting any bigger. If I would do anything, to be honest with you, I'd probably downsize some because there's so many more headaches with the amount of men.
Again, if it's approved, one of the conditions will probably be the number of vehicles. So.
And that's fine. That's fine. Whatever you set forth.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Robertson?
No problem.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll be so kind as to take a seat for a second, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
We appreciate your time and ask that you... recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, hang on. We'll see if anybody else cares. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1653 Robert Ron? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1653? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening. My name is Art Sundberg. I live at 23735 Lawson Road, about 3/4 of a mile away as the crow flies from Mr. Ron. I object to this because it is a residential area. Before Mr. Ron purchased the property, it was a residence. He did construct a garage. It's not a little one-car garage. It's at least a two-car garage, two-story. So he is storing equipment there and materials. The problem I really have, as I said, is it is a residential area, and the house looks like a residence. Other than being just about pushed off the road one day by one of his vehicles, and these vehicles are not the small vans. They're typical box trucks, the bigger trucks, not tractor trailers or anything like that. But trucks, he says the trucks aren't gone during the work day. That's true. You can go by. I go by that place almost every day going to work, and the vehicles do go in the daytime. But in the evening and on weekends, the vehicles are there with Precise plumbing on the side of the truck. And I have noticed 6 to 8 trucks there at a time. Avalon Park is to one side. There are other residents in the area, and no real commercial businesses real close. So that's my objection, is basically it should be remain a resident.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'd like you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public